This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Glenn K. Amo. Belly Laugh by Gordon Randall Garrett, writing as Ivar Jorgensen.
You hear a lot of talk these days about secret weapons. If it's not a new wrinkle in nuclear fission, it's a gun to shoot around corners and down winding staircases. Or maybe a nice new strain of bacteria guaranteed to give you radioactive dandruff. Our own suggestion is to pipe a few of our television commercials into Russia and bore the enemy to death. Well, it seems that Ivar Jorgensen has hit on the ultimate engine of destruction. A weapon designed to exploit man's greatest weakness. The blueprint can be found in the next few pages, and as the soldier in the story says, our only hope is to keep a sense of humor.
Me? I'm looking for my outfit. Got cut off in that Holland Tunnel attack. Mind if I sit down with you guys a while?
Thanks. Coffee? Damn, this is heaven. Ain't seen a cup of coffee in a year.
What?
You said it. This sure is a hell of a war. Tough on a guy's feet.
Yeah, that's right, Holland Tunnel skirmish, where the Ruskies used that new gun.
Uh-huh, God, it was awful. Guys popping off all around a guy and him not knowing why. No sense to it. No noise, no wound, just popping off.
That's the trouble with this war. It won't settle down to a routine. Always something new.
What the hell chance has a guy got to figure things out? And I tell you, them Ruskies are coming up with new weapons just as fast as we are. Enough to make your hair stand on end.
Sugar? Christ, yes. Ain't seen sugar for a year.
You see, it's like this. We were bottled up in the pits around the tunnel for 7 damn days. It was like nothing you ever saw before.
Whoops! Sorry. Didn't mean to splash you.
I was laughing about something that happened there to a guy.
Maybe you guys would get a kick out of it. After all, we gotta keep our sense of humor.
You see, there was me and a Kentucky kid named Stillwell in this pit. A pretty big pit with lots of room, and we were all alone. This Stillwell was a nice kid, green and lonesome, and it's pretty sad, really, but there's a yak in it, and as they say, we gotta keep a sense of humor. Well, this Stillwell, a really green kid, is unhappy and just plain drooling for his gal back home. He talks about his mother, of course, and his old man, but it's the girl that's really on his mind, as you guys can plainly understand. He's seeing her every place. Like spots in front of his eyes. Nice spots, doing things to him when this Rusky babe shows up. My gun came up without any orders from me just as she poked her puss over the edge of the pit and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?